Hey folks, looking at some crop loss information this morning and stumbled upon this headline, which sounds like a joke, but this is a reality. Christmas tree growers grapple with freeze damage. These folks are in Nova Scotia, and we are familiar, because we've featured and talked about before, the fact that they have had some extreme frosts over the course of this spring. They lost many vineyards and others, you know, strawberries and blueberries, as well. Catastrophic was the verbiage there. Well, it seems too the Christmas tree growers are experiencing what they sound the alarm down here as significant damage. And it's no joke, these folks sell about $15 million of trees every year. So to see significant damage to that is actually going to be an economic hit. It's not just a joke headline here. I wanted to mention, because there's been a rash of media coverage over the last few weeks here, as we've been in June 2018, things that we've been talking about on this channel for some time are actually making their way out through establishment media now. And I wanted to highlight a couple of those today, and then also look at three studies that have come out this month that really underscore the fact that we are experiencing and are going to continue to experience a complete collapse in modern agriculture, and that we should all be taking steps now to start growing our own food and ensuring our family's food security and security in general in the future. Let's take a look at some of that now. This is Business Insider, pretty standard establishment rag, announcing a big solar storm could wreak havoc on GPS and everything else on your phone. This is a weird headline because it's effectively minimizing the actual. Let's go down here, even in the subheadline. If there were a solar storm strong enough, it would deorbit satellites and cripple the electric grid. That has nothing to do with my phone. That's actually a pretty catastrophic event to happen in a just-in-time, you know, a developed economy like ours. So sort of burying the lead there. But to the point, this is something that, you know, Ice Age Farmer Channel and plenty of great other researchers have been discussing for some time, is that, in fact, they even mentioned, look, we're in a minimum, a solar minimum right now. The sun has been very calm. It's not necessarily a good sign. Giant fiery eruptions can come in contact with our magnetic field and have dangerous effects. They don't really talk about the fact that our magnetic field is also falling right now. So, one example of mainstream media catching up with what's going on right now, actually starting to leak this out into the collective conscious. Here's another example of that, Silence of the Bugs. From the New York Times, this piece, just about a month ago now, covers the, it's almost 9 months old now, German study about 75%, I believe, of insect biomass dropping off. Yep, 76%. Pretty close. Give it to me. So it looks like New York Times finally was forced to actually discuss the fact that bugs are disappearing en masse from the planet. So here, another example of the media catching up with the kinds of things you'll read from more honest researchers. And then I mentioned there are three new studies, all of which are discussing the imminent demise of modern agriculture and food security threats globally. They all attribute them to anthropogenic causes, right? It's your fault. It's your fault. We're all going to starve, and it's our fault. And it's because of our carbon. So let's take a look at this. This is something, you know, I've been documenting on the Ice Age Farmer Wiki here, some of the different memes and ideas and themes that are pushed out through establishment media. You can tell when you see, you know, for example, oh, there's going to be a super volcano and we're going to be fine. When it comes out in BBC and TechCrunch and all these different same, you know, the same piece of media through all these different avenues, you can tell there's a push for a given message. And we're seeing that now with sort of an announcement that agriculture is failing. Let's look at that. 11th of June, guest post. Climate change could heighten the risk of global food production shocks. This is from a postdoc at the University of Washington. She reminds us of a relatively minimal crop loss, relatively small, she calls it, crop loss in Australia that actually induced ridiculousness throughout the world markets. Doubling of cereal prices, food riots in dozens of countries. And the reason for this is because, as global food markets have become more integrated, thanks globalization, there is this illusion of food security that's offered by the idea that we can get dates from over there and melons from over here, and don't worry, they've got rice down there that'll keep us afloat. Because when we start encountering turbulence, as happened here, this is the 2007-2008 example that she's referencing and now I'm talking about, a small interruption can actually cause catastrophic downstream things, because when this illusion of trade is threatened, when there's a significant crop loss over here, or even a trivial one, then you fail to be able to deliver contracts, you don't make deliveries, and sometimes countries will shut down their trade altogether to keep the ability to feed their own people, right? So these illusions can disappear very quickly. And we're very, obviously, we're at the peak of a globalized food trade right now. All right, and then this third one I wanted to dig into, this is today. Fish wars loom at large as the climate change warms the waters. Now, I don't know what waters they're talking about, because the cooling, especially in the Atlantic, that's going on right now is significant, but that's a different video. Right now, I just want to highlight that the media is pushing this agenda that you are going to get hungry, that fisheries are going to be fighting each other as the fish disappear or move to colder waters. And indeed, even nations will be starting wars against each other, trying to push their claims of the waters that have fish in it out further. Why is this happening? Because the oceans are warming. And here is the announcement of that study. The study is out of the University of British Columbia. Oh, we just can't keep our regulatory environment up with the realities of global warming. We see a little bit of NLP in these announcements here. Because there's an agenda here. These aren't just random studies coming out. Here's another one. Climate change will make rice less nutritious. Again, 14th of June, just a couple weeks ago. Rice, the primary food source for more than 3 billion people in the world, is at risk of becoming less nutritious. Why? Because of the grand solar minimum? No. This has yet a different reason for you, because of carbon dioxide. It turns out that carbon dioxide, as levels increase, and we've, of course, talked about this here within the context of using mushrooms in your greenhouse to increase growth. Uh-oh, it's going to stop recording. Better stop talking. As CO2 is increasing, the rice's growth increases as well, but it becomes less nutritious. This is actually something that's true. But the thing I'm pointing out here is that establishment media is trying to push out this meme, this idea. Agriculture is failing. It's because of climate change. They muddy the waters a lot over here. It's because of, they've given you four different reasons, right? Cooling or warming waters, warming air temperatures, and rising CO2. Each of these speaks to, in their mind, the imminent collapse of food civilization. Scenes like this out of Venezuela, where they've just deployed the army to enforce food price and keep people from rioting there. This, of course, is due to socialism, but all these other food problems are due to the grand solar minimum, the natural cycles that we can look back and see in history. Crops fail every 200 years or so when these things kick in, and actually this is amplified even more right now in our current situation by the other cooling cycles, the AMOC and all these things. So I better cut it off before I run out of disk space. I did want to mention this rash of media coverage, because just as these other things we've been mentioning for some time eventually come out in the mainstream establishment media, so too now are we seeing an announcement that agriculture is failing. So I encourage you to take steps today and every day to ensure your family's security in the times ahead. Don't trust that there will be food in the stores, because, my friends, there will not. Let's go build a better future of abundance. Take care.